Sound travels in waves of resonance. Resonance is defined as the ringing quality of an instrument or voice. An amplification of a sound, for example that of an instrument or the human voice, caused by sympathetic vibration in the chamber, such as an auditorium, or a speaker's chest. Professional speakers, singers, and actors train their voices to resonate as much as possible, which allows them to use their whole body as a vocal instrument. You can feel their feet vibrate as they produce sound. Resonance in itself is not a necessity for standard American English, but developing resonance and learning to move it will help you achieve the standard American accent and protect your voice from getting tired or strained. Resonance building exercise. I recommend you do the following exercise lying on your back on a hard surface. Inhale. Keep your lips together, and as you exhale, hum. Hum. Hum for the whole breath. Keep the pitch low, as the lower the pitch, the more resonance you create. Pitch is the particular frequency of a single note, the level of a sound in the scale defined by its frequency. Don't strain. Lips are just placed together, not pressed hard against each other. With each breath, increase the volume slightly, 5 to 10%. Keep the throat open as if you were yawning. There should never be any tension in the throat or on the vocal cords. By pushing a little harder with the diaphragm, you'll increase the volume. You can experience this by actually pushing on the diaphragm with your hands while you hum. Now, I don't want you to use your hands to push on the diaphragm when you do the resonance building exercise. Just use the diaphragm itself. Repeat the exercise by taking another breath and humming all the way through the exhalation. Each time you inhale, increase the volume on the next humming exhalation. You may notice that the louder you get, the higher the pitch rises. This is normal. Just remember that more volume means more resonance, and the lower pitch also creates more resonance. At first, you should notice the vibrations around your nose and mouth. As the body gets more in tune with resonating, the vibrations will spread down the body to the chest and spine. I usually can feel vibration at the base of the spine of my new students within 5 minutes of humming. As you do this exercise more often, the body develops cellular or muscular memory and resonates more quickly with the vibrations traveling downward sooner. This is the safest and most effective vocal warm-up. Remember to gradually increase the volume with the diaphragm while keeping the throat open and relaxed. Feel the resonance and notice it traveling downward. You may have difficulty feeling the resonance with your hands, as they are also vibrating at the same rate as everything else. Try using the back of your hand on the middle of your back with a very light touch. Eventually, you'll feel the resonance.